Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, this morning, I have read a number of stories over the last couple of days about a blood shortage in Virginia. And Jonathan McNamara is with the Virginia Red Cross. And Jonathan, I appreciate you coming on. Is this correct? Are you anticipating a blood shortage, or do we have one?
Yeah, so to set the stage, we've had over 5,000 blood drives canceled across the Red Cross system, and that's equated to over 170,000 units not in our system. And that has a ripple effect across the country, because we have to look at the nation's blood supply as just that, a national blood supply. In some areas of the country, they're being more significantly impacted by this virus at this time than we are in the Commonwealth. And that's where that ripple effect, as those drives get canceled there, that affects our blood drive here, our blood capacity here, and our ability to support those area hospitals. So we're putting a full court press on part of the challenges with high schools and colleges and businesses going remote and online. That dries up a significant source of the blood for the American Red Cross. And that's why we're asking the public to join us. I will say there is some good news over the past couple of days, is as we have been amplifying this message, people here in the Richmond area are answering the call. The challenge we are facing right now, though, is as those drives have been canceled, we have less slots to be able to offer people, because we have to still maintain those social distancing guidelines to keep not only our staff safe, but potential donors safe. So we are working with some community partners to identify some potential spaces that would allow us to offer more appointment slots while maintaining a greater distance between the beds where donors will be making their donations. So we're really not turning over every stone and exploring every option to be able to meet the need.
Everything's kind of working against you doing this in a safe way, keeping the numbers up. Is there anything in place right now that you'd like to tell us about if someone is able to make that donation, is willing to do that?
Yeah, so if you go to redcrossblood.org, you'll see that we have a number of fixed site locations here in the community. One in particular is our largest, is our Emerywood Parkway facility, which is located at 2825 Emerywood Parkway. You can make a blood donation there. We are asking people either download our Red Cross Blood Donor app or to schedule an appointment before coming. And why that's important is that's going to reduce your wait time. We don't want people standing around waiting for an extended period of time. That obviously increases the risk to them being around other people. So we are taking some steps, first and foremost, by screening people before they ever enter into our facility. And that includes our staff and volunteers. Once again, also adding some additional cleaning steps in our process and taking new efforts, and that's in coordination with the CDC and the FDA to make sure every aspect of our process is as safe as possible.
Who normally gives blood, if you look at the demographics of who steps up on a regular basis pre-coronavirus?
Yeah, it's a mix. I mean, we have great support from our high school and college communities. We do see significant donations from there. But I can't tell you how many veterans look at this as a way for them to continue their service. I met a gentleman who donated a couple of weeks ago who served in Vietnam, and he said his drill sergeant told him to donate blood, and he never stopped. Considered it a continuous order. So, I mean, people take this personally. They give every 56 days. Many people do it because they have a loved one who's needed blood, or they've needed it themselves. And it's important that people remember there is no substitute for blood. So if you're a cancer patient on chemotherapy, or you're a mother who has complications in labor, or a trauma victim, there isn't something else that we can give them. So that's why we understand fear and anxiety is high, and rightfully high during this time. But we're encouraging anybody that's healthy and feeling well to take steps to join us. We really do appreciate it, and we understand that what you're doing is you're sharing your health with people who don't have that ability. But if anybody isn't feeling well or is having any symptoms of any kind, we would urge you to stay home and join us when you're feeling better,
because the need will be
constant.
Yeah. And I assume you're suggesting that older citizens, the ones that we do believe at this moment, based on the data that we've got right now, that even if you are an old World War II veteran and you your instinct, which I applaud and salute and admire, is to step up and help, this may be the time that you can stand down. We'll ask the younger people to come fill that gap right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to stress we are amplifying the messages of the local health departments, the CDC. So anybody is in a high-risk category, has a higher degree of anxiety about their potential impact of the virus, we want you to stay safe.
Right.
That's your number one priority in this situation. And we're doing everything we can to reach out to a broad cross-section of the community and encourage them to donate. One thing I will say, because it's not just about donating blood, we're in the preparedness business as well. If any of your listeners are concerned about what they should buy when they're going out, one thing that we want people to remember is please make sure that you have a 30-day supply of any of those essential medications that you need. If there are any parts to any medical devices that you have in your house that you need to sustain your health and your well-being, now is the time to get those while you still can get out. We are seeing, obviously, some of those orders in California and others that are telling people to stay at home. So if you can talk to your physician, talk to your pharmacy, and get those on hand, it's going to help you be prepared. And we're also pressing that message as well because it's so important right now.
Okay, you can't get the time back once those decisions have been made. I appreciate you bringing that up. Jonathan McNamara is with the Virginia Red Cross. And repeat one more time this website if people want to make an appointment.
Yep. Yeah, so it's redcrossblood.org, and you can also download our Red Cross Blood Donor app. And if you're somebody who likes to do things over the phone, 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Jonathan, I appreciate it very much. We'll have that on our website as well here at WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.